Unit 16. The Renaissance.
After the fall of Rome, Europe went through a long and difficult period known as the Dark Ages. War, poverty, and hunger spread across the continent, but by the early 1400s, parts of Europe had begun to recover. People wanted to enjoy life, and they became more interested in the world around them. This curiosity led to creativity in science, art, language, and learning. It was the beginning of what historians call the Renaissance, a word meaning rebirth, and Italy is where it started. Italy's geographical location made it an important trading stop during the period, and money from trade and contact with other cultures helped Italy recover from the Dark Ages before other parts of Europe. As Italy became a center of art and learning, its people began to rediscover the values of ancient Greek and Roman artists and thinkers. This changed the way people viewed themselves and the world. The people of Italy moved away from the religious philosophies of the Middle Ages and developed a new way of thinking known as humanism. Humanism emphasized the importance of individuals and taught that life could be rich and satisfying. The powerful values of humanism transformed Italian culture. Writers started to use modern languages instead of just Latin and Greek, which the average person could not understand. Consequently, more people could read literature and learn new things. Renaissance writers wrote about daily life and encouraged people to improve themselves, be creative, and experience life to the fullest. Similarly, Renaissance artists created more realistic images of individuals and everyday scenes. The Florentine artist, Leonardo da Vinci, painted his famous Mona Lisa and The Last Supper, works known for their realism and emotional expression. Scientists came up with new ideas as well. For example, the Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei made improvements in telescope technology, discovered four moons of Jupiter, and helped create the scientific method of investigation. Due to the Renaissance, economic conditions and living standards in Italy rose. Other Europeans visited Italy and, impressed, started to imitate its culture and way of life. In this way, the Renaissance slowly spread north to the rest of Europe, eventually reaching France, Germany, and Poland. England was the last place in Europe to experience it. By the time of the English Renaissance in the 17th century, the continent of Europe had been thoroughly changed.